This is Remy from At the Movies with Iconic Sounds, and you're listening to CJ Lowe's.
'16-90. Welcome back to another episode of The Come Up, featuring the White Boy with Sauce as your host. How are you guys feeling tonight? Because I'm great. This is our most highly anticipated episode yet because, yo, we got tons of stuff happening tonight. It's insane. We got three new singles from Mars, who also co-hosted with us multiple times, a dear friend of us. His lead single just came out 10 minutes ago. You guys are going to be the first people to listen to it. It's going to be insane. Then after that, Bad Kenny, Soul, his newest single. He's going to be dropping an EP soon. Can't wait to listen to that. And also we got Frederica. My fault, I mispronounced that. But also, she's dropping a new song called Taste from her last single called Taste. Not the point. I'm excited. It's going to be awesome. Because also tonight, we have our highly anticipated interview with Jellaland, bro. I've been hyped about this for a minute. His whole crew is here. We're excited. We're all excited. It's going to be lit. I'm excited. I've been excited multiple times. But you know what? Besides the point, we're going to get into it because I'm so excited. Without further ado, guys, the first single will be Mars. And after that, Bad Kenny. And after that, it's going to be Federica. So, yo, without further ado, guys, Arita K by Mars. Let's get it.
No pastor, yeah, tú ya sabes. ¿Qué?
Desde pequeñito yo sabía era diferente y no me importa nada ni la gente. En la tronca con mi pai, chambeando bien fuerte. Quiero devolver en el presente pa' acá de dinero como si fuera papel. Dios a mí me cuida aunque me susurra Lucifer. Mi mamá se persigna que yo solo salga a beber. Mis ángeles me cuidan, yo nunca voy a caer. Tengo el encargo y la merca lista. El ser pagado no hay que dejar pista. Fumando un habano disfruto la vista. Perdona mi Dios que escogí esta vida. Una rubia me llama pa' que la despista. Y una peli negra en mi cama ya está lista. Una morenita que tengo en mi lista. Y hay una rosita que viene ahorita. ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? Lo que pude. ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? Un equipo y arrancamos. Un equipo, mami, nos vamos. Un cuentito y ya nos vamos. El planeta Marte ya estamos. Sana, 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 cara de rana. Mira el piso con mi Jordan manchado. Termino echado. ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? Lo que pude. ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? Lo que pude. ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Y ahorita qué? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? ¿Qué eso?
'16-90, that was Arita K by Mars, bro. Now we got Bad Kenny, Soul, coming in the next 10 seconds. Get ready, y'all. We're trying to make history with this. Let's get it.
Take it. I should run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. I'm not gonna run away from all the business. I'm not gonna run away, bitch, you tripping. I'm not a thug, but I still be a menace. I'm finna pull up on these salty bitches. I'm finna pull up and cock it back you like some cowboy business. But listen, you're not, and I ain't no bounty hunter, but I ain't bounty hunt you. Yo, it is my new thing. pull up in a new range.
Rover.
Am I gonna never end a holster?
Cause another devil trying to holler.
Cause another devil trying to get to me.
Just I look in the mirror and all I see.
When I look into my eyes, I be like R.I.P.
When I look into your eyes, I don't see a thing. Don't see a thing, don't hear a thing. Cry me a river to siren.
But I still got a gun, I do the race.
So join us, won't feel things.
Welcome to Nephron, the Nephron location.
Take my soul away,
okay.
Take my soul away. Take it.
I should run away.
I should.
Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away.
Take my soul away,
okay.
Take my soul away. Take it.
I should run away.
I should.
Yeah, I'm not gonna run away. Yeah, I'm not gonna run away.
I'm not gonna run away from this damage. I know you're cheating, girl. I can't stand it. And I'm finna pull up with it all. Girl, I'm buying. I'm got shit buying.
Get you some motion, yeah.
Feel alone, enjoy the Nephron location, yeah.
Like pulling with a gun, I'll be a bitch, yeah.
It's a Mac 11 all up in the mix.
Then I summon that pussy like her name Nemo.
Don't be for computers,
my name not Bimo.
On one hand, I'm tryna be the hardest.
On the other hand, I'm tryna stay modest.
On the other hand, I'm tryna stay with you.
Welcome to my mind, where anything can be what I want. It's a collection of my heartbreaks, my triumphs, and everything in between. Hope you enjoy.
That was Bad Kenny, yo. Soul. We're gonna have him on the show one day, bro. Hopefully soon. Without further ado, now we got Federica with a new single, Taste. Let's get it.
Thank you.
1690. That was Federica with Taste. What a crazy three run we just had, bro. Like, I don't think we've had three singles in a row like that. Like, honestly, we're gonna have all of them on the show one day. We've had Mars on the show. He was our first guest. But you know what? Tonight is about the one and only Jello Land, bro. We also got co-host Kenny, Side Quest Kenny. How y'all feeling tonight?
Oh, chilling, big chilling, very excited.
We live, bro.
Blessed to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Of course, bro. Of course, my pleasure, bro. We've been planning this for like months now, anyway, bro. Mm-hmm. So like, obviously, we had to do it, bro. Because you know what? If not now, then when?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I remember months ago, like 2025. I was like, oh, it's only in 2026, and you know, now we're here.
Exactly, bro. You reserved the like. Months in a bit, like mm-hmm. what, like September?
Yeah,
bro, it was lit. Now, we're fully booked until June. So, shout out to all you guys for real, because honestly, without any of your support, none of this would have happened. But you know what? Tonight is about Jello Land. So, you know what? Talk to the viewers, introduce yourself. So, who is Jello Land?
Man, you know, I'm a rapper, I'm an artist from Alexandria, Ontario. Yeah, I'm here with my boy Chase, you know what I mean? We're the best rap duo in Alexandria. I know it's very small. I know it's very small, but I still wear that crown very proudly.
That's what's up. Yeah. So you guys are from Ontario. Mm-hmm. Which part of Ontario?
If you look at a map and you look at Ottawa and Montreal, we're literally dead center in the middle.
Dead center? Okay,
yeah,
yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
small,
that.
Small town.
Okay, sure. So you guys are representing, basically.
Oh, yeah. We got to put the A on the map, bro.
A on the map, bro. That's what's up. Honestly, bro, love that. Representation is everything. Mm-hmm. For real. And I think you guys are, like, our first guests outside of Montreal.
Oh, wow.
So,
that's
yo,
cool.
We're making history tonight.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be
bro,
lit.
It's going to be a crazy couple, like, bro, first Ontario guest here. We got our first Ontario show in March.
Ooh.
Bro, we need some more first Ontario, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
We're going to do the 233 episode soon,
yeah.
Bro. I'm excited for that. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I heard it's Damien gonna... from 233 Cast, bro.
That's what's up. Shout out to him, for real. It's going to be lit. So, yo, talk to us about yourself. So, what made you want to start music in the first place?
Bro, we could you know, go down the rabbit hole, but for real, I don't know. I used to drive around with my dad when I was younger, and he like, popped CDs in, you know? And, you know, like, Gangster's Paradise and, like, stuff like that. And, you know, like, just, like, growing up around it and stuff. And, like, I feel like it's a good tool to, like, block out the noise. You know what I mean? You put some earbuds in, you know, and whatever, you know. Whatever genre or whatever artist is booming when you're that age that's happening, you know. That's what your era is. And I don't know. I think music always spoke to me like that, you know.
That's what's up. For real, music always has a unique way of, like, communicating emotions that like we can't really talk or like say.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like it helps with anything.
Yeah.
It's like
it's therapy.
It's therapy. It's a remedy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. But honestly, I think it's really cool. And what made you want to go with hip hop and like rap specifically?
I don't know. I think we just like we're bro. You know, we're like ghetto boys. Like I can't do you know jazz or R&B. You know, it's bro. You know, it's that shit. Like.
Honestly, like an R&B Jello Land album, I wouldn't complain.
I'm a Frank Ocean, you know?
On your Frank Ocean?
You know, like maybe down the line, you know? Like if I'm five albums in, you might just get a jazz R&B little project from Jello, but...
You promise?
yeah. Maybe like some electronic, you know what I mean? Yeah, NCS. You remember that? Like the electronic dubstep.
Sing me a song right now.
Nah, it's like dubstep. You know what I mean?
Dubstep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Bro, that was the thing, you know? You go on your Chromebook at school, you pop open NCS, bro. The teachers get mad. You'd be bumping electronic music, you know?
I feel it was like mm-hmm. kind of like trap.
Like, yeah, yeah. It,
okay,
you know like Alan Walker?
Yeah.
Like, rest in peace, Alan Walker. You
shout
know
out to him, bro.
Yeah,
rest
yeah.
in peace. Or that, or remember that YouTube channel, Trap Nation?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah, and it looked like a lava lamp, but it was like...
Yeah. It was that... Now all they remember for is like that one song there. Hold up. Ring, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a meme channel now.
Literally, bro. It's too bad, because they kind of had bangers.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so... How long have you been in the music industry for a while?
2026 actually marks 10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
Damn.
Shout out.
Well, how old were you when you started?
Well, I'm 22 right now, so like, yeah, 12. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, first song I ever dropped on Spotify, I mean on SoundCloud, was 2016 or 2015. Yeah.
Honestly, it always starts on SoundCloud, for real. Mm-hmm. Like, SoundCloud, you always hear some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Hidden gems.
Bro, you gotta think too, like, I was 13 in 2016. Like, that shit, you know, like, that was my era. Like,
that was,
you know?
Young.
Yeah.
Started really young.
Yeah, people are like, oh, I was 8 in 2016. But it's like, bro, that was, you know, I was like, just my, it was my preteen era, you know, my teenage years.
So you're just starting, bro. I was like 12, mm-hmm. 13, bro. That's, 2016 was always the best year, I feel like. Bro, ask anyone.
If you ask me, you'll get the same answer every time. For sure, yeah. Like, XXL. XXL freshman class of 2016, bro.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, Pokemon. Yup.
Bro, you gotta catch some of them, you know what I mean?
Like, bro.
Not all of them, but...
That game used to get people, like, killed, huh? Like,
yo, for real, bro. People would, like, walk off cliffs.
Yeah.
People do that for free now, bro.
There's a Balthazard in there.
You gotta do anything for the Bulbasaur, bro.
It's very real, bro. Oh, yeah.
But honestly, man, like, 10 years is cool. I don't think we've had someone who've done 10 years, honestly. Like, at your age too, at 12, it's crazy. So I feel like starting, like, off on SoundCloud, like, there was a lot of competition, bro. You were up with Uzi, literally, who else was on SoundCloud,
man? Famous Dex, man.
Miss Dex,
bro, shout out Famous Dex, bro. You gotta get off the fucking the Yerkes, but you know,
that's honestly really cool. For so, like, how many projects do you have now?
Oh, bro, rinse, delete, re-upload, you know what I mean? Like, but I think right now I got like 10 songs on Spotify or something like that. Yeah,
we can see more hopefully in the future.
Oh yeah. I just signed to EW, bro.
Ooh.
If you know Nate Husser, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
I've been waiting to say something, right? For the come up, right?
Oh, I'm getting exclusive.
I've been waiting to say this, right? Shout out Nate Husser, bro. Your man is officially signed to a distribution deal. Yeah.
That's what's nice up, bro. Job. Shout out to him, bro. Also, yo, shout out to Pamela and Michelle who are listening in right now. Love the moms. Love my mom, too. Shout out to my mom.
Oh, God.
Shout out to everyone.
Shout out every mom.
Shout out every mom. Yeah. What's your mom's name, Kenny?
Natalie.
Shout out Natalie, bro. What a wholesome episode, bro. We're going to make it even more wholesome, bro. We're going to be listening to some of your songs, bro. We're going to be listening to Cambridge, which is your latest single.
Do I got to perform and shit?
Do you want to perform?
Yo, like,
you want to perform right now?
I can run a little table, you know, table stage.
Nah. We can freestyle if you want.
Nah, put me on an R&B beat, you know what I mean?
I got you. So we're going to be playing Cambridge first, which is your newest single.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also got Dino with YS Chase. Yeah. Wait, is YS Chase here?
YS Chase is right over there, bro.
Nice, he's in the studio.
Yeah. That's the little homie, but also the big homie, you know what I mean? Shout out big YS Chase, man.
Everybody,
shout out Chase
here,
your
dreams. Everybody here.
Everyone's here, bro. I appreciate you for pulling up with your whole team, bro.
Bro,
so
I had
wholesome.
To. Like you were saying before, you said thank you to everybody. You guys have been booked max, right?
Yeah.
Bro, the love is deserved.
Yeah, I love.
Genuine energy, genuine vibes. You just look at the content on Instagram or any page, and it's like you want to be there. You want to be involved. You guys do a very good job at... Is this... Tell me if it's disrespectful, right?
Hell no, bro.
I think you're a 2026 version, Montreal version of Nardwuar.
Low key, that's a compliment. I fuck with Nardwuar a lot. Like,
shout out to Kumba.
It just gives you that, oh yeah, like I'm rooting for him. You know, like,
thank you, man. Bro, I'm rooting for you, bro. We've all been seeing your For You page, bro.
You've been pumping up.
Literally,
man.
Bro, we've been talking about this the other day. It was insane.
Yeah.
We're all in our bag recently, bro. We're all just trying to
make content.
Side Quest Kenny, too.
Yeah, I just started like 10 days ago, Side Quest content account. Just doing Side Quest.
Yeah, we were watching your video in the mirror, bro.
With the meta, bro. It's the new meta for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Honestly, it is, bro.
Yeah,
bro,
fuck it.
You pay that money, but the return is crazy.
No,
bro.
But it's so quick. You have it in your eyes, and you just click it. You film.
Especially with how the world is now, bro. It's content, right?
Yeah, quick. So
it's real life interaction, bro. Like that's
It's very quick, very fast paced.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Honestly, yeah. But honestly, we're gonna talk more about content and social media after your three songs, Cambridge, Dino, and Blank Phrase Freestyle, bro. You excited?
Yeah.
Two bangers, yeah, right?
Yeah, two of those songs, those two last songs featuring YS, you know, me and him are the power duo of the North, man. Don't sleep on it, you know?
Yep.
Okay, we'll see about that.
let me
I got you.
People in this.
You know what, bro? I'll hold your word to it. You know what? I believe you. So, without further ado, bro, we're going to be playing some Jello Land music, bro, exclusively on the come up featuring YS Chase, bro. Let's get it. 1690.
Go.
These tapes will be crucial to your return home. Clear your mind, enjoy, and long live our fallen soldiers.
Hey, I was cooling on your street and now just right back to your home. Tell your bitch I got a blick and I'm up in your crib. Tell your bitch your hoe she love me and I'm up in your bitch. I just got the Addy so I'm rolling with the clear. Yeah, me and Tanks better do a whole invasion. Running on your block with Big KK, he got a blick. And I put that shit on, we in relations with your bitch. Put it on my ass for the street of savages. Putting up that belt for my little killer savage shit.
Cooling on my block, I'm cooling with my savages. You get weed in baggies, I get weed in packages. Pull up to the party and we fucking damage it. Bitches like I call it cameras in my face and shit. Bring your pack to the party, watch how fast it vanishes. We don't give a fuck, we'll make you leave with bandages.
Bitch, I'm refugees, I don't know what a bandage is.
Your man's kind of a fuck, then he likes chatting up cute.
I shot it, wanna know what I'm worth. I told that bitch I ain't the block news. You ain't you. Cause shawty been know what I'm on. I take her to each and every.
Let's go.
I'ma buy whatever she want.
Whatever.
Well, yeah. And the shawty, she know I got guap.
She know.
Well, yeah. And the shawty, she know I got.
Let's go.
I don't drive, bitch, I run on the block.
Let's go.
And my stick like a guy, you get slumped. You know, I'm up like a tire, I get pumped. You know, the pump, put him in the trunk.
Yeah.
That's what I do to a slut.
Why?
That's what I do to a slut.
That's good.
Man, that's what I do to a slut. Came up and I'm still going up. Man, I swear she just wanna fuck. I'm getting my dollars, I get to my bucks. You know that I'm stacking my paper. If you don't like that, see you later. The hole in this dog, that's a crater. I fit it, stay dark like I'm dark, like I'm Vader. Ride around town, black masking, rapping, trapping, and we causing havoc. My brothers causing damage. My brothers get to whack, and my brothers get to work. We get that money, then we stack. But I still get the bitch what she want,
she want.
And I still get the dick that she want,
she want.
And I get her anything she want,
she want.
She want,
she want,
she want,
she want,
she want.
Yeah.
Fendi my glasses,
yeah.
Babe, this ain't no
chrome.
Talking stupid, we hit up your home. Talking stupid, hit your chromosome.
Yeah,
she done blow her back. Hit her once, now that bitch coming back. Hit her twice, now she spinning my racks. Hit her three times, now she shopping for bags.
Gang.
1690, we back at it again. The come up, White Boy with Sauce, Side Quest Kenny, and the guest of honor, Jello Lamb.
Broto.
How you feeling tonight, bro?
Dog, I'm sweaty. I'm warm.
You warm.
Dog, I got 4,000 layers.
Mom's spaghetti.
I'm cold when I'm outside.
You know what? I would have liked to be this hot. Like 2 weeks ago when we had like that crazy polar vortex. But nah, we just had to like just freeze up in here. But it's fine. It's cool, bro.
Yeah.
We're all hot. In whichever way you want to take that.
I mean, I agree, bro.
I think I'm pretty cute, but not the
point. Okay.
Hey, you said it with the sauce too, you know?
Or I think they call me White Boy with Sauce, but not the point. Alright, so we were talking about the importance of social media. You've been popping off lately. We all have been popping off. SideQuest Kenny popping off. Jello Land popping off.
Shout out SideQuest Kenny.
Shout out Kenny, everyone's getting motion. Everyone's getting traction. So what made you like start, like what's the secret for you getting like all this like views and attention,
bro?
You've been up lately.
There are people on the internet. A good example is Adam Killa. He's a Chicago-based artist that blew up with Chance, the rapper, and all them, you know. And he dropped some sauce on his Instagram story. He said, if you give yourself a schedule, Instagram, Meta, they love that. If you give yourself a schedule and you post, like, the same format of reel or whatever over and over again, every whatever your schedule is, every 6 hours, every 10 hours, eventually something will happen.
Like, yeah, consistency.
Yeah, consistency, scheduled, like, just, you know, Meta's gonna look at you like, oh, you're serious, and you stay on here. You have our schedule. You're okay, so we're gonna push you.
You're locked in.
Yeah. So that's, you mix true. That with a little bit of personality, you know, your own videos, your own style to it. I think it's a good recipe.
I like your unique videos, bro. Like, they're really like something we haven't really seen before, especially with like artists too, like we had on the show. So what made you like start that type of content?
Yeah, I like to keep it very DIY, you know. I like to keep it, I think, like, if you look at an unknown artist and it's like high production, the sound quality is perfect and mixed perfect, and you just kind of like he's already there, right? So why am I like liking, why am I reposting, like, you know, he's already up there. So the DIY, the guy watching this could have made this himself. I just got a better camera, maybe, you know. It's like the stuff that's like, oh, I relate to that. I could, you know, I could see myself there. I could, you know, I could potentially do this, you know, like, you know, inspiration. And I think you keep it grimy, you keep it raw, you know, like, yeah, it's just better, you know. Instead of oversaturation, and, you know, like, especially in 2026 where everyone's grandma's dog is a rapper now, you know, you gotta stand out. You gotta do your own thing.
Everyone's, you know, a rapper now.
Yeah.
No one can stand out.
Yeah.
It's a lot of cookie cut, copy paste.
A lot of
rappers.
Scroll paths, you know.
As long as you be original.
Yeah.
Be yourself.
Be yourself.
Bro.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay unique.
Yeah, you bring your own sauce.
Bring your own sauce. White boy with sauce, for real. Self proclaimed. Yeah. But honestly, man, it's really cool seeing, like, your content always, like, putting, like, the how often do you post? You post, like, what, twice a day?
No, every 3 hours.
Three
every 3 hours?
Damn! Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah, you're right.
How?
bro.
Yeah, how you do that? How you manage your time to do that?
Nah, sometimes it's like, it's like a question. Okay, as long as my eyes are open, like let's say I wake up, it's been 10 hours because I slept. Okay, post
it.
And then 3 hours from now, post, and I'll go to bed. It'll be like 10 hours, 9 hours, and I'll get up, post.
Where do you come up with the captions?
Yeah.
I can barely find captions for my own IG posts.
That's my secret sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
You're the guy with the sauce, but I can't. You can't be.
He got it, a sauce. He got it. Yeah. Sauce.
Wait, what? We all got sauce. What's the name, bro?
Yeah. I can't. You know, like, this is an interview. It's a podcast. It's a show. But I can't just be dropping my gems, bro.
Yeah, not for me.
That's true, bro. You know what? Because we don't want a million Jello Land exits, bro. We need one Jello Land, and we have him here tonight in the studio, bro.
Absolutely, bro. That's what's up. Hit up my Instagram for motivational quotes, man. If you're feeling down, you know, if you're a girl, you know, like she acting up, or like, you know,
you got plenty of style. You got plenty of style,
bro. Though. If you're down bad with life, if you're down, yeah. See, this is why I don't go to shows with my girlfriend.
Shout out to her.
Yeah. Shout out Bianca, bro.
On the come up. But yo, for real, like, honestly, like, it's really cool seeing, like, how consistent you are. Consistency is hard. Mm. I thought it was hard posting once a day. Mm. And, like, I did that for, like, all of October. My insights were up, but my mentality was down. So.
Yeah. You see 100,000, you're like, but I'm minus 20 right now.
Like, at one point, like, you gotta realize, like, what do you have to, like, sacrifice? What's worth sacrificing? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, October, the reason why we posted a lot was for our Halloween event.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween was crazy. Mm-hmm. And we were managing it back at Reggie's, and we were doing it and promoting, like, the six DJs that we had. Mm-hmm. I was posting, like,
Interviews. To Vanier College, do the interview.
Yeah, we filmed a skit at Vanier. He was in a locker.
I remember seeing, like, the whole rollout, like, every post, every reel, and me and a guy just like,
this is solid. We did a shortcut with Mario on the studio. We kidnapped him, put him in a truck. Just for a party for Halloween, you know? Like,
I got my grandmother dressed up as a Teletubby.
Hey, I'm white boy with sauce.
White boy with sauce, literally. And she was like, yo, grandma with sauce, for real.
That's hard.
Shout out to my grandmother.
Did you give her like a hard cookie or something?
Yeah.
No, I just like convinced her that it's for like a charity.
Oh.
Yo. It's a for a school fun project.
What's the cause? I'm the cause.
Your grandson, bro.
I'm the grandson. I'm the favorite one, too. Like, it's not even evident. Like,
come on.
But yeah, no, my insights at one point were like, almost 200,000, but yeah, I saw your insights, bro. You were twice as much.
I've never seen more than 100,000 ever.
That's still really impressive.
Last 14 days, 1 million. I'm like,
bro, what?
I thought
it was 500,000.
Whoa, 1.5 in the last 30 days.
Yo,
last 90 days, it's like 2 million. Like, bro, I've never seen that.
That's
like,
nice.
Okay, so you're doing something.
He popping out.
I got a little.
But yo, I seen his video, bro. Yeah, all the time on my For You page,
and,
for
me
sure.
Me and Chazo got this video. It got 700K right now. Like, it's going crazy.
I saw, bro. That's crazy.
Shit, but we got to do a collab post.
Look, like you were saying, right? It's hard to post once a day. 100%. It's super hard. But it's hard to post quality stuff once a day.
Exactly.
But if you're excuse my language, if you're shit posting and it's the time that it takes for you to make that thing every 3 hours, if it's very low effort and you can, like, you know, like that, you can do multiple times a day.
You gotta see what sticks.
Yeah, and not even that, like, bro, go on your reels right now. What is the number one thing that you keep seeing over and over again, and it's getting annoying?
I'm about to say it. Oh yeah, that's
right. Like, just do. Oh yeah, the FC file.
More on that later.
Yeah.
But what made you stick with the motivational quotes,
bro? Honestly, I was that kid, right? I was that 13, 14, all the way up to 16-year-old kid that was at the mom's house, depressed, didn't know what he was gonna do, didn't have no bread. Just, you know, kind of like
there.
A lost soul for a second, you know, and, you know, you scroll and it's weird and it's, you know, like I just explained, it's like a strategy and all that. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it is a kid that's reposting that because he feels what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, he relates and he knows, yeah, man, that's exactly how I'm feeling right now. And I want my homies to look, it's a reflection, bro. Like, like, I'm down, man. My girl, she just did this to me. Or I'm down, man. My parent passed away. My this, my that. You got a quote for it. You know what I mean? And it, it's mad corny, but at the end of the day, if I could make like the 700,000 people, right? If 5% of those people saw that and scrolled and they, oh yeah, that was cool. And then cool, man, that's really sick. You know what I mean? Like,
that's still 4,000 people who saw it. Exactly.
You're a mathematician, sir.
I know, bro, and I almost failed math. That's what I'm saying. But you know what's cool, bro? This was meant to be, because honestly, on my segment of the show, I have this thing called Quote of the Day. I'm not even making that up. Everyone here knows about Quote of the Day. And every time I ask them, like, yo, what's the quote of the day? And after they can say whatever they want, they'll say some, like we've had someone say, oh, what's worse than ants in your pants? Michael Jackson. You know what I mean? But you can also say some motivational stuff, too.
Yeah, nobody said that.
Someone said that.
Someone said
you
it.
You did,
it was
bro.
Me. I said it.
I got one. It's like, what's the worst thing about you interacting with Diddy?
Oh, no. What?
When Diddy says, I'm not Diddy.
Oh, yeah. That's deep.
Yeah, a little bit, you know?
Well,
but okay, look, listen.
I mean, it's scary. I don't care.
On a real note, I got to welcome in my boy Damien from 233 Cast for your quote of the day, okay?
Shout out Damien. So, Damien, what's the quote of the day, bro?
Yeah.
All right, so the quote of the day is, even when you're alone, or even when you, even if you have a bunch of people, in the end of the day, you're still alone.
Yeah.
That's deep. It's crazy because we even got the deep instrumental going on too.
Hold on. I heard that.
Wait, can you play it real quick?
I can restart it if you want.
Hold on, please.
This is the come up. 1690. White Boy with Sauce. Side Quest Kenny. Jello Land. What's the quote of the day, Jello Land?
Man, when trees are falling and leaves are balling, just make sure.
Great. That was some wholesome stuff, bro.
I feel like I'm in a waiting room or like an elevator, you know?
Literally, bro, it's nice. Like, I feel like I'm like not on Epstein's Island.
Should
we talk about that?
Nah, we shouldn't.
Question of the day. All right.
Question of the day. You giving me a question of the day? Okay, I got it.
Would you rather, right, be on the Epstein's list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or have Imagine Dragons on your Spotify rap?
Okay, I can answer that. No, it's like torture and torture.
You gotta think about it, huh? Like,
I'm sorry to Imagine Dragons if I end up famous one day and this happens.
No, honestly, like,
Imagine Dragons. Okay, but what Imagine Dragons song?
Oh,
it depends the song. I think I.
Nah, okay. Better question. I don't know if you know who this is, right? Be on the Epstein's list, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or actively listen to the rapper Dax.
I don't even know who it is.
You ever see that one video of that guy who just,
it's
like,
Dax!
It's like he's reacting to a video, and after the guy just says some like corny stuff, and after the guy just starts like laughing.
Nah. It's a Joker, bro.
The joke.
Yeah.
If you pull out a photo of him, you're gonna see his name is Dax. D-A-X.
Bro, wait, hold on. This is recording right here. Bro, if you know what I'm talking about, pull up the clip of Dax right now. With just a Joker one.
Bro, guaranteed you've seen him on your For You page.
That's top 10, bro.
Like, I respect him from doing his own thing. I feel like he's gotta be original.
Yeah.
Dax! Oh, yeah.
You gotta be original, but, you know, some things work, some things don't.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, this guy.
Oh, yeah. That one. For all our auditorial listeners, we're just looking at handsome men, you know?
Handsome men, bro. They're looking at pictures of me.
Yeah.
And Kenny sometimes.
Yeah.
But honestly, yo, we're going to take a quick little ad break, and after we're going to get back into talking about Diddy.
Nah,
I'm joking. Epstein.
Bro, come on, bro.
We'll talk about
Epstein's Island, though, for real, though. We got to expose people.
Yeah.
We got to start
exposing
bringing some.
Everyone, bro.
Yeah.
Everyone's
Bill Gates coming for that sweet butt.
1690, we'll be right back. Give us 2 seconds.
He say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said.
Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Join us every Tuesday night at midnight, right here on CJLO, for Floydian Slip, an hour of Pink Floyd. Craig Bailey, your host for an hour from the dark side of the moon. An hour of Pink Floyd. Floydian Slip.
Hi, and welcome to the show. Tonight we have
the best new music.
But right now, let's check out the changes in this week's
CJLO
Top 30.
Charts and crafts. Counting down the best new artists played at the station. Every Friday at noon, only on CJLO 1690 AM.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You have part of my attention. You have the minimum amount.
And have the iconic sounds of cinema?
Well, then tune in to At the Movies every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your hosts,
Remy
and Danny.
'1690, we back from our little ad break. Why Bo It Sauce, SideQuest Kenny, and our guest of honor, Jello Land. How are we feeling,
yeah,
man?
Yeah.
We were talking about some controversial topics.
Yeah.
Before we went on the ad
break.
Honestly,
we gotta stray away, bro.
We gotta stray away from the horrible events happened. I don't know if they're probably still happening.
Okay, but I gotta say something real quick.
Say something.
Bill Gates, I'm coming for your butt.
Is he dead?
No.
Okay, my red flag.
No, Bill Gates' wife. I hope you're doing well, okay? Look, I hope you're doing well, bro.
Shout out to her.
Nah, like, it bro. After you're done listening to this, listeners, go search up Bill Gates' wife, bro. Alright? Nah. Just, alright.
60-year-old.
Yeah.
I don't got a type.
Oh, man. Bro, I'm trying to think of the list, man. I swear, like, you can name any celebrity at this point and say they're on the files.
It's scary.
It wouldn't be shocking, right? Like, it's coming out.
I mean, I feel like there's tiers to it. I feel like you have to be, like, really, really, really rich to be on it. It's like some, like, exclusive stuff. I feel like there's, like, the bottom tier is, like, I don't know, just regular crazy parties.
Okay.
Then the second tier is like the Diddy parties.
Okay.
And the third tier
is like House Party, Project X.
Oh, no. Nah.
White Party.
White
Party. Diddy Party. And then Epstein Party. I feel like.
An Epstein Party would just be like just.
Like, Epstein Party is like S tier, you know what I mean?
S tier. Let's make a tier list, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, man, bro. I feel like it's hard nowadays, like, to not be controversial. Well, it's easy and hard to not be controversial. It depends what you classify as controversial. Obviously, there's like some Kanye level controversy, but like I feel like people can mix up controversy for just being like themselves per se. I'm not on some racist stuff.
I think we have to reiterate that controversial when yourself is not good.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you're a horrible person, then you're controversial.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like. What, like, I'm not saying what is controversial. Like, what if you're ahead of your time? I feel like people are going to take this out of context.
I'm not racist. Look, before you become the white boy with allegations.
Yeah, exactly. You know what
I mean? Like, let's just back it up.
I have to be careful.
All right, so let's talk. Hey, yo, music, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Music.
Content, music, you know what I mean? All that good stuff.
100%.
Yeah. Shout out Omen Worldwide. Shout out EW Studios. EW. Everybody that. If you go on the EW account, right? EW.studios, and you go on following, shout out to everybody that's listed.
I think he actually just followed me right now, actually. Bro. He did. He wants to send me a message. I'm going to reply to you.
You should definitely accept that message, sir.
Really? Should I accept it now? See what he wrote?
Absolutely, bro.
Oh,
Don't sleep, man.
He sent me a dirty pic, and I'm joking.
Very big move being announced in the next coming time, right?
Okay.
And
Thunder Raps?
Yeah. And I just got yatted, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's official, I'm stamped, I'm branded, you know what I mean?
You branded?
Oh yeah. But what I'm saying is,
like,
don't...
Like the burn mark branded, or like you like... Okay, like branded, okay, bet.
Listen, 2026, right? If you're gonna follow Jello Land A-Time, you gotta follow Omen, you gotta follow okay. EW. Fact.
I got you. All right, bro. I'll take your word for that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's next for Jello Land, bro? In 2026, what's the...
Listen, fur clothing line dropping soon. Okay. If you're coming to my show March 21st, there will be fur for sale. No Diddy. All right?
How does Diddy and fur make...
Dog, listen.
You know what?
Listen.
Right. I was straying away. All you right. wanted to stray away. Now you're bringing it back.
All right. But fur, 1600, 800, follow the gram, bro. Yeah.
What date?
If you look at Playboy Cardi and you think, what a beautiful man, then you will most likely like this clothing.
He's not my type.
Anyway, so.
Shout out to my girl Mika.
You know what I mean? Tank tops, t-shirts, hoodies, hats. Nice, fluffy, beautiful, elegant chapeau, if you must.
Quality? If you must. Like, good quality, too?
Yeah, absolutely. The best quality.
Are you hunting this for yourself? No comment.
Yeah, there might have been a couple bears.
Bears?
Injured in the process.
Oh, shit. Bears?
Yeah. Lions, bears, tigers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I need some of this fur, bro. Okay.
Bro, you already know. You're
it's the iceberg.
I can't say that. My mom got to get the first. You're number two on the list. All right.
I'm number two on the. Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up soon. I'm expecting some.
Yeah. I just got some flack, man.
I'll be number three. I'm sorry, Bianca.
Yeah.
My birthday's coming up in March, so you gotta remember that.
Okay.
I'll keep your word for it.
I got you, yeah.
I want a cheetah print.
Ooh. Bro, low-key. Bro, comment on our recent post at fur 1600 800 if we should drop a fur coat.
Ooh, that's what's up. A fur coat?
And then like and repost if it should be also reversible.
Yo, reversible would actually be crazy. Yeah, what made you want to get into fur, like, clothing in general? That's very unique.
Yeah, fashion's awesome. I feel like if you're a rapper, if you're in the rap industry, and like, you gotta love fashion, right?
100%.
It's part of it. It's the culture. It's
can't have one without the other.
Yeah. Like, bro, I'm on my Kai Cenat ish right now. You know, like, I'm moving. And fur is gonna be available worldwide in the next 5 years.
5 years?
Guaranteed, bro.
Okay.
We're gonna have a nice, beautiful website. You know, I hope that one day we can get. Every culture, every race, every color in some fur.
That's what's up, bro. Jello Land for Prime Minister, guys. Let's give it a...
Yeah. And at an affordable price.
Absolutely. Yeah, bro, absolutely. Yes.
We need that.
Absolutely. Good shit.
Yeah.
And Kenny had a good question. When's it releasing?
Now, that's more exclusive.
That's more exclusive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to have you on the show again, bro. just to say.
Damn, I guess. Yeah, I guess. That's gotta happen, bro.
It's gonna happen. So, what else is besides clothing? Any projects?
I think we're gonna start doing a lot more shows, a lot more content. Like, we don't got a date yet, but we got Club Tokyo. If you're from Montreal and you like rap, you know what Club Tokyo is, right? We got Club Tokyo coming up. You know,
nice.
That's gonna be very fire, very cool, impressive. Very chill. Very chillant, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think just more content like that, more higher budget videos, you know, where I'm not focusing on setting the setting, you know, out of my control. Just, you know,
enjoy
bigger and better. Yeah, new connections, bro. I can't stress this enough. Shout out to Nate and Sade, my awesome management,
bro. Shout out to them, bro. Yeah. For real, y'all are underrated. Management in general.
Absolutely.
Always
bro.
Underrated.
Absolutely. I was doing my thing for a very long time, but now you're going to see a shift in this arch.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I'll take
Yeah, whatever you see put out by me, just clean it up and 10x it. That's what's coming. On the real.
10x
it.
Okay.
Bro. Yeah. All
right.
And look, if you're listening to this live, bro, you can't sleep on the come ups content after this episode, on Jello's content after this episode,
exactly,
on 233 contents after this episode,
on SideQuest Kenny's content, bro.
On SideQuest Kenny, bro, you can't, like, how are you actually listening to this live and you're not gonna go like that?
Exactly, right? Bro. Honestly, bro, shout out to everyone, bro. We're all in our come up, bro. Literally, we all be. Yeah.
No pun.
No pun intended, bro. I say that shit like every show. Mm-hmm. But honestly, man, it's gonna be good. And when could we hear more music wise? Like, you have a project on the way?
Ooh. So today I dropped this music video and song. It's SoundCloud and YouTube exclusive. So if you already on those platforms, you know, you already got playlists on those platforms. You know, go show some love. It's called Maserati, right? Maserati. By Jelloland 8X, you know?
Ooh.
Yeah, I think a lot of unofficial drops are going to come just, you know, maybe once a week, twice a week, whatever. And but Spotify tracks, you going to know. You know, I'll share it with Matt first.
Okay.
You know, maybe we could exclusive. Get a little bit of exclusive.
I got you. I'll play it next week if you want.
A little bit of ad space?
A little bit of ad space. Who knows, bro? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. Like, could be interesting. Could be interesting. Oh man, but I'm excited to hear that official album one day. It's gonna be cool.
What?
The album, your album, bro.
First studio album
with the label.
Yeah. I might have to hit up.
Are you in contract that you have to have like specific amount of like projects?
So I'm in a distribution deal. I'm not in a label, right? So I'm in a deal where everyone's happy. You know,
nice.
It's not just the label's happy and you're poor. You know what I mean? So I think I've done a lot of research and the basic consensus is that if you're an artist, right, and you're blowing up in this day and age, you do not want to sign to a label.
Nah.
You know, 100%. Either. Well, like, look, I think
it depends.
Obviously, like if you're stuck and you're popping enough to get signed to a label and you think you're going to tank. Yeah, by all means. It's every kid's dream to sign to a label. By all means, sign to a label. I'm just saying I'm very blessed and happy that this is my situation.
100%. I feel like with a lot of artists that it's not really talked about how labels can really either screw you over or like really like they can change anything about the album.
But it's like the thing is, you're a kid from the hood. You've never seen $1 million. You know,
exactly.
These labels come with the $2 million advance, the $250K advance, and you're signing, right? You're
exactly.
signing. And then 5 years down the line, you're popping. You got all these big hits. You got all these big songs. And then you look and you either owe money or you don't own the rights to anything you have. Yeah.
But,
you know? And you're doing shows and the label, a distribution deal gets a percentage from your music.
Everything.
A label gets a percentage of everything. Your shows, your merch, your
tour.
That's
why a lot of people make a lot more during touring too, right?
Yeah. Artists love their touring, but... Bro, labels, you'll go to a show and they're getting that. Like, you know, like they're getting to the bag when you go do a show. So, yeah, I'm very blessed. And it's not only like I'm signing a distribution deal. It's, I think I found the perfect people to sign to, you know, to sign a deal with. I think the people that have given their trust in me and their confidence and who have lent their hand out, they have a real vision for me. And I think they're good people with good motives.
They have your best interest in heart.
Absolutely. And
that's always important.
I think I'm a very good puzzle piece in that empire. And I think I could bring a lot to the table being part of it. So as much as they're investing in me, I'm investing in them. And I think...
at the end of the day, we're all making each other grow.
Yeah, I think me and Matt are going to be chilling in a couple Uruses. In the near future.
I hope so too, bro.
Because
that's gonna be amazing, bro. We on our way to the top.
With that fur on.
With the fur on, bro.
Absolutely.
With the fur on, bro.
Put the fur on.
I wanna get the fur hat too. A fur hat would be.
Yeah, no T Pain, but
no T Pain.
Yeah.
I need some sort of hair, I guess, bro.
Yeah. I'm gonna get you know those weaves, bro? Fur.
Oh yes, please.
Oh my god.
Please.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you actively wear a weave on your day-to-day life, Fur will be releasing weaves of all shapes and colors and sizes.
Oh, can you imagine?
Yes.
Bro, $500 weave, man. You want to go to a club? You trying to pop that shit, bro? Come to Fur, man. We got that low price.
If you can find a fur that doesn't make you sweat, multi-millionaire overnight.
Listen, I will put whatever fabric inside the hat, inside the shirt.
Right? You can put ice in it.
Ice trade a gang, but it's fur.
Yeah, we can't be telling the viewers all.
Nah, okay, yeah. You're getting the sauce, bro. That's
what I'm saying. That's too much sauce.
Oh, bro, I have a question for you, right?
You got a question for me?
What's up? Who are your top three rappers in your playlist, in your day-to-day?
Artists?
Artists.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because right now, it changes a lot. It's very fluid. Okay, my top three. If I said rappers, it's going to be completely different. I said artists, it's Mac DeMarco, obviously.
Okay.
Mac DeMarco.
Some Orange County stuff?
Orange County, not really.
Okay. Well, Mac's like the OG Orange County.
OG, yeah. I'm country boy. But, okay, we'll have three. Okay, Mac DeMarco. I'm a very big Freddie Gibbs fan. Freddie Gibbs.
Damn, really?
Love that.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm going to shake things up. I like Nujabes a lot.
Okay.
I love his instrumentals.
Yeah, and if you had to go rappers?
Rappers? Okay, fuck rappers, it's hard. Oh, man. Rappers? I was going to say J. Cole, but I'm not too happy with his last album.
Yeah.
I'm being very honest. That's another story for another day. Who am I listening to?
J. Cole is always
He's
good.
Actually an amazing spitter, but what he's done to his rap legacy does hurt my soul. I'm not gonna lie.
It does a bit. Yeah, it's very okay. You know what? I know my top three. Okay, Freddie Gibbs, Action Bronson, and Don Glover, Childish Gambino.
Okay.
Where are your top three before we end it for tonight? And Kenny, what are your top three too? I want to hear yours.
Nah, okay. Look, I'm gonna say my top three is T.A. the Rapper.
Okay.
Y.S. Chase.
Yeah.
And 3PG Asthma.
That's very fair. That's very valid. Very valid. And what about you, Kenny? SideQuest Kenny.
I have too much style. I don't know.
Oh, and Nate Husser. My fault. Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. My fault. I have to say. And Leaky Roof.
Shout out to all of them, bro.
Yeah,
for real.
Yeah.
And you know, Kenny.
I'll say Don Deliver. Yeah, he's good.
Word, okay.
Yeah. Then I don't know for real.
Who you been listening to lately?
But I listened to House this time, so Pausa, I'll say Pausa.
Okay.
And House is fucking good.
Yes.
Sorry for that.
Like some Macklemore, some Logic. You know?
Yeah, Logic is good.
Some Maddox.
But I don't have like favorite. I don't know. I like them all. I don't know. I don't have like a
top three.
I don't have. But
it always changes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Nah. If I had to be real, bro, I'd be like X.
Yeah. X.
X. Famous Dex and
Dax.
Oh, and Dax. Absolutely. Yeah. You know Dax from Ottawa?
Isn't that crazy? Get out.
I swear to God, bro. That's crazy.
You just ruined my night, bro. I thought he was American.
Bro, we got the best of the best in Canada, bro. I swear to God.
He's nearby.
Bro, he's
neighbor.
Bro, it's like having like a pedophile tracker, bro. Yeah. He's not a pedophile. Bro, come on, track
TikTok,
this guy.
It's TikTok thirst trapper.
Oh my God. Oh, no. What a way to end the night.
Yeah,
no. I'm not going to sleep.
So what'd y'all talk about?
Bro.
Dax, Epstein.
Dax is on the Epstein.
Dax is confirmed Epstein files, bro.
Cat,
that would probably do some good for his career at this point. I swear to God, bro.
Honestly, it'd probably do something.
It really would do something. Like,
he's an island boy, bro, for real.
Oh, yeah.
But without further ado, guys, we're going to end it tonight, bro. Thank you so much to Jello Land for pulling up. Thank you to SideQuest Kenny for co-hosting, bro.
Yeah, big love, guys.
We're
going to
have
you
on the show again, bro. This was a great show, guys. Yeah, give it up for them, bro. For real.
Beautiful
episode. Beautiful people everywhere, beautiful souls, beautiful everything. Stick around, yo. Next week, we got another crazy episode. Stick around, 69 of the come up. Let's get it.
Yes, sir.
Every day till the very night. What if I loved you like we just crossed paths? What it means to be free in love. No longer dreaming of. No longer dreaming of. Green grass in the distance. No resistance. Another mind to hide inside. A place to exist outside of time. Dress.
as you dance, did not possess. The look in your eyes as you laugh, didn't try. The wind off the sea as we walked on.